Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins is brought to you by James H. Brown and Associates, Alberta Injury Lawyers. Go to jameshbrown.com.
Okay, thanks a lot for tuning in tonight. It is the Brewers leading the Blue Jays 2-0. That is in the bottom of the fifth. Memorial Cup tonight, Seattle and Kamloops, starts in about half an hour. Stanley Cup Final starts Saturday here on 630 CHED. Game 1, you can hear it at 6 o'clock between the Golden Knights and the Panthers. The Elks practicing this week. Their first game of the regular season is Sunday, June 11th against the Rough Riders. 3:30 for the countdown to kickoff game at 5. On Saturday, June 10th, it is Fan Day. And we're going to have a special broadcast from 11 to noon on Saturday, June 10th, with Dave and Morley. And I am pleased to welcome to the show a guy who's been pretty impressive in his two preseason appearances, running back Shannon Brooks. Shannon, welcome to Inside Sports. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. It's great to have you on the show. How was practice today?
Practice was amazing. Guys getting better. We're getting better as a team. Working hard, cleaning up the details, and just preparing for week one, getting better each day.
What is this week like? How's the approach for everybody with a full week of practice, but you don't have a game on the weekend? How's that been feeling?
Well, we look at it as a day-by-day thing. We don't get caught up in the schedule and the future and things like that. We just know. Whatever day that we wake up and we come to work, we want to get better that day, each day, and just keep building those days on top of each other, back to back. And eventually everything else is going to take care of itself. So, we do understand that we don't have a game this weekend. It's more time to just work and clean up the things we need to clean up, and more time to prepare. And, the great teams that win games prepare, and preparation is key. So, we just – come to work every day and do what we can to get better.
Okay. Well, you looked pretty good in the two preseason games. I think a lot of fans have taken note of your ability. How did you feel about your performance against Calgary and Winnipeg?
I feel like I did, average. I still got a lot of work to do. A lot of details to clean up. Felt like I play hard. I always run hard and play hard. My effort, I don't ever question my effort. But definitely got a lot of work to do. I feel like I did okay. I feel like I left some yards out there and some runs and things like that. Can be better in my pass protection. So just cleaning up some details. But I feel like I did an okay job.
What are some of the big adjustments for you coming from American four-down football to Canadian football?
I would say the biggest difference really is the space. I would say there's a lot more space, and also that extra man that's in the box, that's also different for me. I would say that was the biggest adjustment, but honestly, it's nothing too crazy, nothing that I won't be able to adapt to. But I would say, especially coming from the indoor football league, so that's where I was before I got to Edmonton with. And, that field is 50 yards long. And, they got a wall up playing tennis shoes, and there's not as many players on the field. So that was a big adjustment, but I feel like I was able to adapt pretty well. But like I said, still got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, well, you sound like you're having a lot of fun and you're enjoying the opportunity here. Shannon, where did you grow up, and how old were you when you started playing football?
So, grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, and I was 6 years old when I started playing football. 6 years old, my papa got me and my brother enrolled, and then early seventh grade year, I moved up North Georgia, about an hour and a half of Atlanta, and played in Jasper, Georgia. That's where I played middle school football and also my high school football. I played that out in Pickens County. I started at a young age, 6 years old, was running the ball. Started off at quarterback, but, I really would just run the ball at quarterback. It was quarterback sweep left or quarterback sweep right, a couple pass plays. So when I got to middle school, they moved me to running back. And ever since then, I just, stuck in that one position.
Okay, well, it's turned out pretty good for you. You've had quite a journey. Can you describe what your left leg looks like to the listeners?
it looks like I got a look like I got a calf muscle where my shin is. That's kind of what it looked like. I got a little bulging muscle just because of the surgery. When I broke my leg in 2011, I had to have a surgery. But the day I broke it, they sent me home that day because they couldn't prepare for the surgery that day because they've never seen a break that bad. So they had to order some special tools in order to do the surgery. So I had to go home, actually, and I had to go home and wait a day before I could have the surgery. So whenever I went home, my leg swelled up real bad and blood was rushing through my muscle. And it almost, like, my muscle basically almost exploded. So they had to cut your muscles have a shell over them. They had to cut my shell open in that one muscle in the front of my leg. So that's why it sticks out like that.
Is it painful? Is it sore on a daily basis?
Oh, no, you know, it feels great. I don't have no problems with it. It don't get sore. It's gotten sore before, but it's like rare. Like, rarely it'll get sore. I don't have no trouble with it at all. It feels great.
Okay. Well, good for you. So that was that still in high school?
Yes, sir. That was my freshman year in high school. I was a freshman. We was about halfway through the season. It was like mid-season. We were doing a little contact and practice. I went to make a spin, and when I went to spin, my left foot, my cleat got stuck in the grass, and then I got tackled up top, so my body spun, but my leg stayed planted, my foot was planted, so it's like, if you can imagine this, it's like, if you could take your foot and turn your toes all the way to where your heel is, that's kind of how my foot was, and then from my, right below my knee to about right up where my ankle is, my whole leg was folded. Like, just folded, and it almost, my bone almost came to my skin, but thankfully, you know, the surgery went well, and therapy went well, and I was able to come back my sophomore season and rush, have a 1,000-yard season, so it didn't really slow me down or anything. It's just a blessing that, you know, still be able to play and come back from an injury like that.
Yeah, I'll say, wow, okay, well, thanks for sharing that, and, hey, you've had some other stuff you've had to overcome as well, Shannon. Could you tell us maybe about the impact of your mom on your life? And I know you lost her a few years ago. How have you worked through all that?
Most definitely, I lost my mom on April 2nd, 2018. And, yeah, it was tough because, you know, growing up, I was a mama's boy. Anywhere my mama went, I was there with her. Even at a young age, she used to leave the house. I used to just cry. I remember one time she left the house. I was probably like 5 years old. She left the house. I chased the truck all the way down the street, all the way around, like 11:30 at night, just because she was gone. So I definitely was a mama's boy. You know, it had a big impact. It still does have a big impact on my life. But, you know, God now gave me the peace that, you know, nobody or nothing can take from me, no matter what. The trials and tribulations I go through, the ups and downs of life, you know, I know that I have a peace that nothing in this world can take from me, which is amazing. And I can only get that from God. And he's been, you know, he's been my strength ever since I lost my mom and getting hit by the train. You know, God has always been there. And I'm just glad that, you know, I am closer to him and able to experience that peace that he wants everybody to have, honestly. She definitely, yeah, you know, had an impact on me. And that the death, you know, it was hard. It was tough, especially not just that, but, you know, with ACL and all dealing with all that at the same time, it was tough. But, you know, by the grace of God, I was able to get through all of that.
Well, Shannon, and you mentioned in that answer, you got hit by a train. Wow. Was that an accident? Was that a time in your life when maybe you were thinking about you didn't want to be here anymore? Can you share that with us?
Most definitely. So, you know, tearing my ACL 3 times in college and then losing my mom during that time, it was tough. It was really tough. And then with my college football career coming to an end, you know, I kind of threw in the towel. I didn't know what I wanted to do in life. I didn't know what was going to happen in life. And I was all these things building up in my head, and it was all negative things. And just, you know, mental health is real. And I've never been the person to get that down ever in my life. But for some reason, you know, I started to get down and really depressed. And I remember Thursday night in December, I was walking back to my apartment. And I remember just saying that I wanted to go be with my mom. I remember saying those words, I wanted to go be with my mom. And I blacked out. I remember blacking out. It's like I had the best way I could describe it is I had no control over my mind, over my body physically, like no control over it. And I remember just running. I started running towards this train track. And it was a fence, and I jumped the fence. And I remember standing so close to this train, I could feel the wind off of it. And then God woke me up. God shook me, woke me up. And I remember coming back, you know, to realization of how close I am to this train. And I was like, you know what? I can't do this. Like, there's no way. And then I went to step away from the train, and a piece of the train hit me in my head and, you know, flooded up my face real bad, knocked out some teeth, split my lip open. I remember bouncing back up right after I got hit, you know, jumping the fence again, walking in my apartment and looking in the mirror like, man, what's going on? Like, this is crazy. Like, I was lost for words. Couldn't say anything. You know, 911 came. They asked me for my name. I couldn't even tell them my name at the time. I was just in shock. And, you know, that Sunday, that Saturday, they let me out the hospital. And that Sunday, you know, I turned to God because I've always been a man of faith, and I knew God was going to be able to give me an answer that nobody else can. So, I put on a YouTube sermon. I put on the YouTube sermon. And then after that, I was listening to a preacher, and he said, if you don't remember anything, I want you to remember these three things. He said, next time you pray, I want you to ask God to give you something you can see with your eyes. Ask God to give you something you can feel with your hands. Ask God to give you something personal to you. So before I went out to Tampa, because we had a bowl game in 2019 against Auburn, I was flying down there with my team. And I remember praying that. And before I was committed to Minnesota coming out of high school, I was committed to Georgia Tech verbally. I ended up going to Minnesota instead. So when that plane landed, before that plane took off, I prayed. I said, God, you know, I asked for safe travels for everybody. And I said, God, I said, can you give me something that I can see with my eyes, something I can feel with my hands, and something personal to me? And I prayed that. And then by the time that plane took off, about a couple hour flight, that plane landed, and I got a text. You know, I took my phone off airplane mode, and I got a text from my best friend. And, you know, it was an article. I didn't read the whole article yet. You know, I kind of just looked at it a little bit. And then when I got checked into my room, you know, got settled in, I opened up that message from my best friend. And the message he sent me was, you're still here for a reason. You have a purpose. And he said, I love you, brother. Like, you have a purpose here, and God is not done with you. So I read the article, and the article was about a kid named Bryce Gowdy. Play running back. He was going to Georgia Tech, the same college that I was committed to before Minnesota. He was going to Georgia Tech out of high school, and in the article it talked about him and how he committed suicide. He walked in front of the train and got hit, and he didn't make it. So it's you know, after I seen that article, I kind of just, you know, broke down. Like, man, I just prayed for something personal. Like, how more personal can it get in this message? So it was crazy. It was just crazy. It was a super personal, and God answered my prayer within, you know, a 2 hour flight. So, you know, my faith in him has grown so much, and it's just blessed. Like, I'm just forever just thankful to even be here to share my story. And it's not even just that, just about to play football. It's kind of crazy. Like, everything that, you know, I've been through physically and mentally is just amazing. And that's just the power that God has. So.
Well, Shannon, thanks for sharing that. That's an incredible journey, and thank you for being so honest about that. And we're happy that you're here and with the Edmonton Elks. So, like I said, people are enjoying watching you so far. You know, if we were to talk again at the end of the season, what would you hope that Edmonton fans say about you?
That my life, you know, glorifies God. That's the biggest thing for me. Whatever I do, I just wanted to glorify his name. So, you know, the more people I can, you know, bring to him through what I do and through, you know, how I live my life, that's the biggest thing, the only thing I care about. You know, football is great too, but it's bigger than football to me. So as long as I can, you know, impact others and bring them, of course, and bring them closer, you know, to God, then I'm cool with that. I just want to glorify his name. So.
Okay. Well, Shannon, thank you so much. Thanks for telling your story. We wish you all the best this season with the Elks. Really appreciate it and hope we can talk again.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
That's Shannon Brooks from the Edmonton Elks. Man, oh, man, really appreciate that he spent that much time with us. So some things to remember, first of all, and maybe you've seen photographs or TV stories on him, his left leg doesn't look like it belongs to a leg or belongs to a person who would be able to play football. From the calf down, I mean, it basically looks like he has a calf normally off the back of his leg and then another calf off the front. And he explained about the break and the muscle issue that led to that. Very close to his mom, who passed away in April of 2018. And then that incident with the train in December of 2019, as he kind of described that he basically found himself walking towards this oncoming train and snapped out of it and stepped out of the way and still got hit by the train and got hurt, but lived, chose to live in that situation. And man, oh man, what a tale. And now he is with the Edmonton Elks, and we wish him the best. It's Inside Sports on 630 Chet.
Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins is brought to you by James H. Brown and Associates, Alberta Injury Lawyers, the heavy hitters of injury law.
All right, thanks a lot for tuning in tonight. 780-496-0063. We just had Shannon Brooks on the show. Man, oh man, what a life. Hope he does well here with the Edmonton Elks. Kellen, what do you have?
We got a great text in on the lines here from Jason, who says, "Hey, Reed, it's Jason from Edmonton. He's had a heavy day. Then your show started with you talking about your version of the Council of the Defeated, and I haven't stopped laughing. Thank you, Reed. You've made my day. I've been listening to your show before, but first time texting you a message. Your show and sports coverage on the radio is the best." That's from Jason in Edmonton.
Well, that's very kind of Jason, and very touched that he would share that. And hey, if I can make one person feel a little better, then I feel like I've had a good day. Thank you so much, Jason. Appreciate it. 780-496-0063. We were talking about the Council of the Defeated supervillain team. You can send me your supervillain name and why you would be called that. We had a few in the first half hour of the show. General Disarray. I like that one. I think we gave that person a Canned Ham t-shirt.
We did.
We got supervillains. We got Edmonton Elks. We got Canned Ham. We got one of the greatest female boxers of all time, Jelena Mirjanovic, coming up. And we got Mooner next. Inside Sports on Chet.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.